chapter 3, Mishnah 6. Yesoma shinis arsa minis gasha. So this is actually a fourth, another difference between the violate and the seducer, and that is that if the woman is an orphan, or she was married, she did the first part of marriage, erusin, and then she got divorced. So again, she's like kind of an orphan, because when she does the erusin, she goes out of her father's domain, and she becomes like in her own financially, she becomes her own, you know, kind of independent person. So in this case over here, Rabbi Elazar Omer, he says, Hamafata pater va ones chav. Another difference would then come about, that the seducer is exempt from the payment of the fine, and the violator is still liable to pay the fine. And so I saw one of the Rishonim, he says, the reason that the seducer is exempt is because in this case over here, the fine would go to her. It wouldn't go to the father in both of these cases. So since she's been seduced, so the thinking is that she allowed herself to be seduced, and therefore she's like given up on receiving the payment. But she can't give up on letting the father receive the payment, because the payment doesn't come to her. So that's one of the ways of understanding why Rabbi Elazar holds it, that there's another difference if she's an orphan or if she was betrothed and then divorced, because in both of these cases the money would come to her, the fine, and not go to her father.